Miss Jacobson said, come up with the story in French, using French words, you know. I say, fudgesicles, because I only know food, zombies, butts, and sex stuff. Suddenly, I knew what I had to do. Here's my story. On a cloudy day, I wake up and discover I'm a zombie. In French class, Gretchen is visiting and singing a song in French. I'm like, holy cow, Gretchen's body's rocking. While she talks, I reach under my desk and stick my hand down my pants. My eyes flutter. Miss Jacobson notices me and walks over. Crap, I say in my head and out loud. She says, what am I doing? I say, I'm hungry. She says, for what? I say, I want fleshy pie and sausage. I bust out of my chair, pin her down, and rip her clothes off. I've begun a movement. She does not know her students are turning into zombies because of me biting each one all day. Hands, arms, fingers. I even bent Jimmy's butt as a sneak attack. It was soft, plump, and big. I grab the other cheek while I nod. Every time I thought I was done, those cheeks pulled me right back in. Miss Jacobson is failing, but my mouth is on her sweet pie. Licking, sucking, slurping. My tongue is going numb, but I can still taste her. I have pie juice all over my mouth. Gretchen screams, and I see hanging but beautiful breasts swaying as she falls naked. Students piling on top of her, groping and biting. Suddenly, someone is behind me. Zeke's pants are torn and fat sausages in his hand. At once, it disappears and I feel it inside my hot pie. I groan with delight. Miss Jacobson yelps and is quickly muffled. Jimmy has forced his juicy meat into her mouth, dips it in and out, like her mouth has some kind of invisible gravy. Dip, dip. I dive back to eating her pie. Zeke's sausage going in and out of my pie. The room smells like pie and sausage, and it's great. Glorious. Jimmy's butt is hovering in front of me and taunting me. He's dipping into Miss Jacobson's mouth much faster. His hand shoots out and grabs a handful of his butt. My hand shoots out and grabs a handful of his butt. I can't help it. Those shaking mounds are mesmerizing, far better than Daryl's still fine little booty, who now seems to be feeding the sausage to Gretchen's pie. It's a good butt. Meat pies are the best. Then, oh no. Mr. Fawn breaks in, says he's gonna call the principal. I have to do something. Gretchen beats me to it. Grabs a hold of his dingling zucchini and pulls him down into a mash fest. Bells ring, times fly, but our bodies keep rocking till the sun goes down. We all come closer together that day in more ways than one. The end.